I want to be mounting you something that I realized last night from the Olam that didn't come out clear enough. We're bumping into the first time in the Gemara over here before us. There's an entity called Bittul, which is Sagi, takes care of everything. What this Bittul is a great source of mystery, as we're going to see today, tomorrow, the rest of the week, what happened, what the Rishayim did with this Bittul, how troubled they were from, what it is. Rashi says, how do you know the Bittul works? As Rashi says, I want to point out, I pointed out to all of you, I spoke to you yesterday, I spoke to most of you, or many of you. Rashi does something very very interesting. Rashi brings his own drasha. I want to point out that there's no Gemara anywhere that explains why Bittul works. I want to stress this. Rashi brings a drasha. It says, Tashbisu does this, because Varu, it's very rare that Rashi brings a Zazach by himself. It borders on a Pella. Borders on a pillow. You have a marker to go say Zazach, it says Tashbisu, like Zivaru. Rashi says it by himself, and that's coming to your Ma'amash Mosa. I got some Isa, which in a best case scenario would be a Gemara. And there's no Gemara about it, so Rashi says that's what the Gemara meant. It's Mamash and Mamal de Gazach, it's Mamash hard to believe. It's funny that when Tosis attacks Rashi, he doesn't attack Rashi. He's like, what are you talking about? Would you make up such a thing? That didn't bother him. He asks other kashas. A strange Rashi, if I would say. I don't know if it's especially not strange, it's a tremendous chiddush. Rashi brings his own drasha. Either way, Rashi said that Tashbisu means Bittul. First case is a kasha that we see in Rabbi Akiva, Tashbisu means Seifa. I want to stress something I said yesterday, I said it too quickly. Says the Ran and the Ramban, the Rashi didn't mean to say that it's Dafka Bittul, but either or. It could be Sefer, it could be Bittul. You can take your pick. Either or. So that either or shot, I wanted to put it again under the microscope a little bit clearer. Frekka Hakasha, what do you mean either or? That means, on the first level, I just want to set it up clearly. I said it too quickly yesterday. Tashbisu Kasha Rashi was a very simplest Kasha. How could you go tell me that Tashbisu means Bittul? Tashbisu means Sefer. So on that to be shown to me, it's the Ran Barichus, the Ramban over here, Bekitzer. The Rashi didn't mean to say it's only Bittul. Rashi meant to say it's either or. It could be this way, it could be that way. Frekka Hakasha on this either or pshat. I have a kasha on the either or pshat. Frekka Hakasha, I don't understand this shot of either or. Hello, Rabbi Yehuda learns Ember Chometel Shreifa out of Blazer and then knocks out all other ways of doing it. Hello, Mephara Zerach Ram is a very legitimate way of getting Chomet. You ground it down, you threw it into the sea. And yet he learns out from Leisa that Ein B'Yochamaz El Asreif, it doesn't work. So what do you mean you're telling me that it's either or? the Siba, I'm asking Akasha on the either or. The same Siba that says you can't do Mefarah Zorach Ruach Le'am because you learn out of Leisa that you have to do Dafka Sreifa, so it should knock out Bittul also? That's the Akasha. Now, Akasha on the Teret means the Rishayim answered on Rashi. Then when Rashi said Tishbisu is Bittul, he meant to say what? He meant to say it's effective as a kasha. What do you mean? Tashbisu means something else. Teret says it's either or. Effective kasha. What do you mean either or? Halloi. The Yisoid of Rabbi Yehuda of Ein B'Yochamaz El Shreifa came to say lafuki other ways of doing it. So what does it mean either or? Is here? I want to stress what I did not stress. I didn't say clearly enough. The answer is it depends. According to the Ran's understanding in Bittul, which we're going to spend the rest of the week on starting tomorrow, at the end of the day, Bittul is Hefker. I stress at the end of the day, because it's at the end of the day, it's not the beginning of the day. But at the end of the day, the Ran learns that Bittul is Hefker. It's Hefker. Now, if Bittul is Hefker at the end of the day, I could understand two tracks. And I want to say clearly what the two tracks are. There's two completely separate ways of doing Tashbisu. One way of doing Tashbisu is getting rid of the Chometz. Another way of doing Tashbisu is not getting rid of the Chometz, but financially taking out of your Rishos. Two separate tracks. That's what's called two tracks. There's one track called getting rid of the Chometz, and in that, Rabbi Yehuda said, the Chometz all Shreifa. If you want to physically get rid of the Chometz, you want to get rid of it, getting rid of means Shreifa. Anything less than that is not called getting rid of. Then there's another track of not getting rid of the Chometz, but taking out of our Rishos. Taking out of our Rishos, it's a different track. One second. So, in that I could hear there are two tracks. There are two ways of doing the mitzvah Tashbisu. One is being mevar of the chometz itself, and the other one is taking it out of your property. So if the yisoid of Tashbisu, if the yisoid of Bittul at the end of the day is Hefker, I could hear two tracks. The two tracks. What do you mean two tracks? The two tracks. Ebel Chametz El Shreifa was said in track one where you're getting rid of the Chametz. What happens if you're not getting rid of the Chametz? You're doing something else completely. You're making it Hefker. Of course, you're making it not yours. It's a different way of doing this. It's two different ways of getting rid of the Chametz. What?
Why is throwing in the word worse?
I kid you. You're asking a technical kasha. Why isn't throwing, 1 second, you're asking a technical kasha, which is Achmarinim asked. Why, when you throw it into the water, is it not an act of bittul? That's what you're asking me? Okay. So it could be this technical terutzim on it. Peseder? Why is it that you can't throw it into the water? Let that be an act of bittul. It's a good kasha. It's a technical kasha. It's a technical kasha. I love the shakasha. It's a technical kasha. Every time you do b'fari zayir l'ruach, why isn't it called that you did bittul? It's a good hour. Seder. It could be this technical to rotsam on all the gedolei achreinim, the kadmoni achreinim, ask this kasha. It's a famous kasha. Seder. If bittul is a kiyum of tashmisu, so every time you do b'fari zayir l'ruach, you're doing an act of bittul. You're announcing that it's not choshev by me. It could be. It's not true. It could be the kasha. It's not a kasha. Yesh la'ayim b'zer. I'm asking a different zach. I'm saying that the question is, what does the word tashmisu mean? So the Tosfos brought a raya that it means burning. So what do we say? It's either or. What do you mean either or? How could it be either or? So the answer is it's two tracks. What does two tracks mean? There's two ways of doing Tosfos. All that's true. All that's true in the world of the Ran, that in the end of the day, the Yisoid of Bittul is Hefker. But if I learn like Rashi, Rashi doesn't say it's Hefker. Come to me yesterday. What does Rashi say? It's a form of Hashbasa. A lot of you came to me last night and said, what is this thing? What could it be? I answered all of you, and I'm going to say it again and again. Hashbasa b'leiv havi hashbasa. Getting rid of something in your heart is also a way of getting rid of it. It's a gevissa type of, it's a certain type of getting rid of the zach. It's good to get rid of it. Okay, you did an act of hashbasa. So according to Rashi, that the bittul is not hefker. And according to bittul, that the Rashi, at the end of the day, the bittul is just another way of making hashbasa. It's another way of destroying the chasm of chametz. Hashbasa b'leiv havi hashbasa. So then I have a big kasha. I don't understand the two tracks. Then I don't understand the two tracks. I don't have two tracks. What do you mean two tracks? You're getting rid of chametz, right? And Rabbi Yehuda learned out of the din of Naisar, the anger chametz al shreifa. Okay, so we're done. We're finished. Hatkan. What do you tell me? This different track, I understand. And this is Kaki Baltim Rabbeisai. The ability to say a different track is if there's two different distinct ways of doing tashmisa. One is dealing with the chametz, and one is getting it out of your rishos. So then I can hear there's two tracks. Anger chametz al shreifa wasn't track one. And this is track two. But if I learn like Rashi, that learns that it's just another form of hashbasa. It's another way of getting rid of the chametz. So then I don't understand. What do you mean this is another way of getting rid of the chametz? Rabbi Yehuda says, we don't have it. So maybe the chametz is also eifel. And that's what brought me to say yesterday, that according to Rashi, he did not mean to say it's a kim of tashbisu. According to Rashi, all Rashi meant to say was that it's a mushbis. Hashbasa b'leiv, havi hashbasa. That we about the Torah HaKadosh said a lashon of hashbasa. The Torah is coming to tell me that the end game, the end result that I want to get to is hashbasa. So if you do bittul, you're getting to hashbasa b'leiv, havi hashbasa. But you were not making the essay of tashbisu, because the essay of tashbisu was talking learned out of Neisar, that the only way to do it is Shreifa. And that's the answer on Tosfos Kasha. So I could learn, the Yushayim said that the answer to Tosfos Kasha, that there's two tracks. But I'm saying that two tracks doesn't work in Rashi. Because according to Rashi, there aren't two tracks. It's all one track. It's all different ways of doing hashbasa. So what's the answer to the kasha? Where did bittul come in? The answer is, Rashi never said that you're mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu the way you're supposed to do it, ayde bittul. All Rashi said is that bittul is a hashbasa. It's not the way of being mekayim tashbisu. That was yesterday's raid in Tosfos. Now we stop right there. Tosfos' second kasha, listen carefully now, is a Pesach and a Shar to one of the biggest inyanim that's going to follow us through the next week or two and later on. It's the beginning of a long intertwined Chakira of what Tashbisu is, going into this Sugya, the next Sugya, and eventually on the family base, the famous Reb Chaim that we're going to learn inside about the mitzvah of Tashbisu, one of the famous Reb Chaims in Sefer. We'll go Kesedir, he'll start now slowly, build it up, step by step. Tosfos has a second kasha on Rashi. What's Tosfos' second kasha on Rashi? Tosfos' second kasha on Rashi is void. In fact, Tosfos, I don't understand. You're telling me that the word tashbisa means bittul? You're telling me that the word tashbisa means bittul? Slowly. Haloi, the Torah says, Ach b'yom harishon tashbisa. Ach b'yom harishon says the Torah means at 12 o'clock. Do tashbisa at 12 o'clock. Slowly. And you're telling me that the word tashbisa means bittul. So it's as if the Torah said, do bittul at 12 o'clock. You can't do bittul at 12 o'clock, because at 12 o'clock, it's also ba'ana already, And the Gemara says later on that from the base, the chametz from the time it's also ba'ano, you can't do bittul because it's not yours anymore. Something which is also ba'ano is not under your jurisdiction. It's out of your rishus. It doesn't have financial value, and it's ain shalay to go make bittul. One second. So what's Tais's second kasha? Let's go slowly. Tais's second kasha is that how could you, Rashi, say that the taich of hashbasa means bittul? Slowly, how can you tell me the taich of hashbasa means bittul? Halloy, what does the pasuk say? Ach b'yom rishon tishbisu, and the Gemara says later on that Ach b'yom rishon tishbisu means at 12 o'clock. Do hashbasa at 12 o'clock. The Balta means at 12 o'clock. Ach, the word ach splits the day in half. So the tishbisu is b'yom rishon erev yontav at 12 o'clock. You can't do tishbisu at 12 o'clock because tishbisu means bittul. You can't do bittul at 12 o'clock. Why not? Because at 12 o'clock it's already also b'achila and also b'hanah. And the Gemara says later on that from this matter is you can't do bittul anymore. That's why you can't do bittul on yontav. And from 6 to 12 o'clock and on, something which is also b'hanah is out of your jurisdiction. It's einish aloy, and you can't go ahead and do a bittul. Atkan Tosis Kasha and Rashi. So how could you, Rashi, come along and say that the taich of tashbisu means bittul if the pasuk says do bittul, do tashbisu at 12 o'clock, and at 12 o'clock you can't do bittul? That's Tosis Kasha on Rashi. Is first of all, I have to say something very important. That in earlier years, I always took on that have a simple Teresa Tesis Kasha. I just finished saying a minute ago that Rashi never said that Tashbisu is Bittul. All Rashi said was that Hashbasa is Bittul. So I once spoke to Rabbi Asher about this, and he tied it as a mistake. Hagamda, he's the one who waved the flag of this first part, that Rashi never said that Tashbisu is the kiyum of the mitzvah. But he said it doesn't make a difference. The Pashup Shah of the Pasuk is saying, Ach b'yom rishon tashbisu, do hashbasa. So you're not mekayim the mitzvah. You know, I don't know why you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Say, because we learn out of nature that you have to burn it. But what is the Pasuk saying? The Pasuk is saying, Ach b'yom rishon tashbisu, perpetrate a hashbasa at 12 o'clock. Now, even if the hashbasa of bittul might not be the spitz kiyum of the assay, because the spitz kiyum of the assay is learned out of Meisr, you do Sreifa, that's true. But the Meisr, at the end of the day, it is an act of hashbasa. It's an act of hashbasa, it's not. It's not the kiyum of the assay of tashbisu, like we said yesterday, because we learned out of Meisr, and b'yachamitz el Sreifa. But you can't get away from the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk, which says, Ach means 12 o'clock, we split the day, Ach halak, like the Gemara is going to say later on, Ach, we split the day in half, and at 12 o'clock, do a Meisr hashbasa. Somebody said that it's a mitzvah assay, but that's a reading of the Pasuk doesn't make sense because you can't do this form of hashbasa, which means bittul. You, Rashi, say tashbisu means bittul, right? You're right. Rashi never said that you became that say. Rashi said hashbasa believe happy hashbasa, but the Torah is saying do a hashbasa at 12 o'clock. Maybe if the word hashbasa includes bittul, will be this tree not became that say. But literally, you can't read the pasuk. You can't do a bittul at 12 o'clock because at 12 o'clock it's not yours anymore. At 12 o'clock it left your rishos. At 12 o'clock it became also bano. That's Tosis Kasha on Rashi, famous kasha. We'll go slowly. So Michas Chinuch over here, famous Michas Chinuch. Michas Chinuch over here comes along and says a very, very complicated teretz, a long-winded teretz, that's based on many, many levels of Shtikluch Torah, and it goes like this. It says the Michas Chinuch, a famous Chakira. It's the most famous Michas Chinuch in Sefer, because it's usually the first one they tell young Bachrim, because it's an easy one. Just the young Bachrim today means when you're 19, and I heard it when I was 8. That's the only difference. Michas Chinuch says like this. You knew this when you ate, Ezra? You knew the single Michas Chinuch when you ate? You knew that? You ate? You were Chamberlain? And what does that do with anything? They started Michas Chinuch before Chumash. Christ, you knew at 8, you knew what Michas Chinuch was? No. I thought so. Listen carefully now. Michas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tess, I asked you to see today, clears the famous Chakira. Michas Chinuch clears, he says many fascinating Afkaminas, and the new Michas Chinuch, they bring down on the bottom one Afkaminas. Michas Chinuch clears the Chakira. In the Torah Kadosh, there's a Mitzvah called Tashbisu. Clears the Michas Chinuch, Yesh Lachkor. Is the Mitzvah of Tashbisu, a mitzvah kum vasei, or it's a mitzvah shev val taisei, ve'azber ezvari. We'll go straight to the nafkaminas quickly. The nafkamina is the mitzvah of Tashbisu a mitzvah that bekum vasei, go burn chametz? Is that the mitzvah? Or the mitzvah of bedikas chametz is shev val taisei. The mitzvah is, I'm going to say it in English, the way he says it, is to make sure that your chometz is mushbitz. That means you're mekayim the asay by not having chometz. I repeat, I want to be precise. Chesedus chakir is, how is a person mekayim? There's a saying in the Torah called tashbisu. How are you mekayim tashbisu? By doing the proactive din of burning it? Or you mekayim tashbisu by not having chometz? The state of not having chometz, it's a shev al taisei, that state is the king of tashbisu. You didn't have chometz. That's the chakir of the mecheskenach. How is a person, I want to shtal the chakir and the richtig away. The chakir of the mecheskenach is, how is a person mekayim the mitzvah of b'digas chometz? How do you mekayim the mitzvah? Are you mekayim it by proactively doing a din? Or are you mekayim it by not having chometz? That's the kiyum. The state of being of not having chometz, that's the kiyum. Mechasenach means a bunch of nafkaminas. I'll say over four of them. And then I'll say five. First Nafkamina Chaskinach says, the famous Nafkamina that he says, which is a controversial Nafkamina. He says, let's say a guy finds himself on Erev Pesach, and he doesn't have chometz. Should he go out? Does he have to go to the Makolet and buy himself chometz? That's something. A guy, he doesn't have chometz. If it's a mitzvah zaseh to during the chometz, you have to go get yourself chometz. If it's only a Shavuot, I say, so I was mekayim the mitzvah of the Mahadran, I don't have chometz. By the way, this nafkamina is an interesting nafkamina, not connected to chametz. That lo yitzur, a guy has a mitzvah saseh to go burn chametz, has to go buy chametz. He has a chiyuv to go buy chametz to go burn it. Say that that's an interesting zach. He brings a mashal. Mechaskina brings a mashal to tzitzis. That even though you're not chayev to wear a dalet kamfres until you're not chayev to put on tzitzis until you have dalet kamfres, but you chayev to go get yourself dalet kamfres to go be mekayim the mitzvah. So you're chayev to go get chametz to go be mekayim the mitzvah. Very interesting nafkamina. But akapanim, that's nafkamina number one of mechaskina. This nafkamina is the first and most powerful nafkamina of, do I have to go ahead and buy chametz to go be mekayim the mitzvah, or I'm mekayim because of the state of the affairs I don't have chametz? Nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two. Mechaskina brings the famous nafkamina. The din is that if you chop a mitzvah from somebody, you have to pay the guy Eser Zehuvim. So what happens if you're on your way to the local community beer chametz, and the guy grabs your bag of whatever you have left over, of cornflakes, which is, that's taruvis, it's not what it's called. But chmeis nishvas, beer chametz, and you go ahead and he throws it into the fire, does he have to give him 10 zuvim? You have to give him 10 zuvim if the mitzvah is the nice shreifa. So then the word is that the guy stole the mitzvah from you. If the kiyum is ayideh the shavat ha'isis, he didn't steal anything from me, because the ma'isa, I'm the kaimit. I'm the one who's the kaimit because I don't have chametz. Nafkamina number three is even more interesting. Let's say a guy goes ahead and ate chametz on Pesach. Are you mekayim tashbisu because it's a mitzvah bo avera? If the mitzvah is the ma'isa getting rid of it, so you did the act of getting rid of it through an avera. And if the mitzvah is the not having the chametz, then I don't care how you got to the state of not having chametz. L'maisa, you don't have chametz. That's not called a mitzvah of avera. Mitzvah of avera is that the maisa mitzvah was done with an avera. So if the maisa mitzvah is to get rid of it, and you did the getting rid of it through an act of achila, and achila is an avera, that's called a mitzvah of avera. You're not becoming the mitzvah of many rishonim. Because the mitzvah is done through an act of avera. But if the mitzvah is not the act of burning it or getting rid of it, if the mitzvah is not having it, so it's grada that my not having came as a result of eating it, but that's not called the mitzvah of avera. Nafkamina number four is very interesting nafkamina. According to the Ma'ad Yom Ho'ol's mitzvah is shichas kavona. Do you have to have kavona when you're burning it? Nafkamina number four is if you hold mitzvah shichas kavona, you have to have kavona b'shas the tashbisu if it's a proactive din, so you have to have kavona through the ma'isa mitzvah. If the kiyum is the state, the shev al taisi, the passive state of not having chametz, so then when I'm getting rid of the chametz, it's just a hechsher mitzvah. I don't have to mitzvah kavona because the etzim destroying and getting rid of the chametz itself is not a ma'isa mitzvah, and if I don't have to have kavona. Those are the four nafkaminas that the Minchas Chinuch speaks out. There's another very fascinating nafkamina. They bring it down in the new Mechas Chinuch. It's very interesting. The Magen Avraham talks about a case of a guy who found chametz on Pesach. What the Ge'er tells us is a guy found chametz on Pesach, and he sends a goy to go burn it. So Riki Veger over there, and Zimin Tov Memvav asks, how can you send the goy to burn it? Ein shlichus la'akum. And the goy can't do the mitzvah for you. Which is strange anyway, because the Yisrael can't do mitzvahs for you either. But either way, but the point is that if the mitzvah is not having the chametz, so the goy is not doing anything for me. If the mitzvah is not to have the chametz, there's no problem with sending a goy, because there's no ma'aseh mitzvah, which is the kiyum. The goy is not doing anything for me. The goy is just facilitating that at the end of the day, I don't have chametz. The goy is facilitating at the end of the day, I'm a kind of the mitzvah, because I don't have chametz. Those are the four, five nafkaminas of the famous hakira of the Michas Chanach. Comes along the Michas Chanach. Yeah, one second. We're in the middle of a long journey. Comes along the Michas Chanach, and he says that's the answer to Tosfos Kash on Rashi. What did Tosfos ask? It says, Ach v'yom arishon tashbisu. Ach v'yom arishon means, do the act of tashbisu at 12 o'clock. Hey. And Rashi learned that tashbisu means what? Bittul. So it's as if the Torah said, do bittul at 12. You can't do bittul at 12. Because you can't do it at 12. Says the Halakha Mechas Chanoch, but that's only true if the mitzvah of tashbisu is a proactive mitzvah. So the mitzvah, the pasuk says, do tashbisu at 12 o'clock. But if the word tashbisu doesn't mean proactive, the word tashbisu says Mechas Chanoch means mushbis, your chomet should be in a state of mushbis. So what the pasuk say? There's no mitzvah to do with tashbisu. There's no proactive kumvase mitzvah tashbisu. The entire mitzvah is that your chametz should be in a state of mushbis. You're mekayim the mitzvah not by getting rid of the chametz. You're mekayim the mitzvah by having the chametz gotten rid of. So how do you read the pasuk? Ach b'yom arishon tashbisu. Make sure that by 12 o'clock it is gotten rid of. So where did the pasuk say you did a bittul at 12? You hear ma'aseh noyo? If the mitzvah of tashbisu is dooming an act of tashbisu, so how do I read the pasuk? At 12 o'clock, at 12 o'clock on Yom Rishon, which is Erev Yontif, do Tashbisu. One of the meetings of Tashbisu is Bittul. So it's as if the Torah HaKadosh said, do a Bittul at 12. Can't do a Bittul at 12, Fektosis on Rashi, if Tashbisu means Bittul, because at 12 o'clock, it's Aser Banoah, and it's not yours to go Shafa Bittul. Masha'enkin, if I read the Pasuk differently, the Torah never said do anything at all. The way you read the Pasuk is, Ach b'Yom Rishon Tashbisu, at 12 o'clock, make sure that you don't have chametz. Make sure your chametz is mushbis. Okay, how do I make sure that by 12 o'clock my chametz is mushbis? By doing a bittul. When do I do the bittul? The Torah doesn't discuss it at all. The Torah never spoke about doing the bittul because the Torah didn't discuss about the proactive act of doing tashbisu. You hear my son? Pachat chodim. No, you're nervous. Says the Mechas Chinuch, that's the Teretz of Rashi. Atke dekata, the Mechas Chinuch, kidarkoi, says a pilpul. That's the machlokes Rashi Tosfos in this Hakira. What's Tosfos asking? He said he doesn't understand Tosfos Kasha B'chol. What's Tosfos asking at Rashi? It says in the Torah, do a bittul at 12 o'clock. The Torah doesn't say do anything at all. Tashbisu doesn't mean to do. Tashbisu is not a proactive din. The word Tashbisu means it should be mushbis. By 12 o'clock, make sure you don't have chametz. How you arrange that by 12 o'clock you don't have chametz? What's in your business? You did bittul. Bittul's a way of making sure, but it doesn't say do something at 12 o'clock. If the mitzvah is do something, so what is the something? The something is bittul. You can't do bittul at 12 o'clock. But if the mitzvah of tashbisu is not by doing it, tashbisu means be in a state of mushbis. So what did the Torah say? Make yourself sure that by 12 o'clock you're in a state of mushbis, says the Mechas Chanoch. No, I made myself that by 12 o'clock I'm in a state of mushbis. How did I get there? I did the bittul beforehand. Azeizok Mechas Chanoch Ataritz on Rashi. That Rashi held of this radical pshat, that the mitzvah of tashbisu is what is a sheval taise. It's not a kumvase. What is shver? What a kushya atzuma v'neira on the Michas Chanoch? Oh, how do what? Back to Michas Chanoch. Yeah. In fact, the Michas Chanoch himself, he doesn't understand how he himself said such a pshat out of his mouth. If you don't think Bichometz El Sreifa, that the only way to go about doing Bichometz is Sreifa. I want to hear on. Rashi and Yud Beis holds that the mitzvah of Bichometz El Sreifa was said before 12 o'clock. The way to go about doing Tashbisu is by doing Sreifa. In fact, the Heilige Michas Chanoch, I don't understand. Bishlam of the mitzvah is to proactively do tashbisu, so you can tell me there's a halacha of how to go about doing it. If the mitzvah is to make sure the chametz is mushbas, what's the difference how you got there? There's no mitzvah to get rid of the chametz. The mitzvah is make sure you're in a state at 12 o'clock that you don't have chametz, correct? And that's why that's the answer to Rashi. Nobody said do anything at 12 o'clock because there's no doing. Here's the extremism of the chametz. There's no doing. Now, here's the kasha, very simple. Let's get very blunt. Halei Mechassinich, for example, said that Lefi the Tzad of Sheval Taisi, if you don't have chametz, you don't have to go ahead and buy chametz because you're a guy in the mitzvah, right? So how could it be a din that I have to burn it? Halei, if I wouldn't have chametz, Michal, I wouldn't have chametz. I wouldn't have chametz. I'm a guy in the mitzvah, right? Because I don't have. So what's Mishallah have to burn it? What's your business how I don't have chametz? That's the kasha, the way to ask the kasha. The kasha, the way to ask the kasha is not just that if there's no mitzvah doing, how can you tell me how to do it? The way to ask the kasha is that if I'm a kind of mitzvah not having chametz, so I don't have chametz. I don't care how I got to this stage. Although the Michal Shchelik himself said that if I didn't have chametz, the feet tzad aleph, I don't have to go to the store and buy it. So I got to a situation that at 12 o'clock I don't have chametz. So I don't have pella, neira, v'ayim. What is the pshat? The Michal Shchelik himself asked the kasha. Michal Shchelik says over here one of the most astounding yesaidis in Pesachim. Says the Michal Shchelik, one second, I'm on a long journey here. Says the Mechaschenach that Avada and Avada is not sure. Avada the mitzvah is that you shouldn't have chametz. The mitzvah is that you shouldn't have chametz. The mitzvah is not having the chametz. The kiyum is the passive state of Shabbat Taisi of not having chametz. I have you to say any chametz el shefa. So here he dropped the bomb, which is against everything we said the last 24 hours. And but I want to tell you what he said. He said, Rabbi Yehuda, when he said, never meant to say, Chas v'shalom. He never meant to say that Ein b'yachomet al shreifa means that that's the way you're mekayim tashbisu. It can't be, he says, because tashbisu is not a proactive mitzvah. And if it's not a proactive mitzvah, then there can't be a way of doing it because it's not a proactive mitzvah. There's no doing. There's no way of doing it because there's no doing. So what is this din they need a shreifa? It's nothing to do with tashbisu, he says. Satnish to tashbisu. What, yeah? Zokta Michal Shchelik, a very tief of art. Michal Shchelik says that the reason why you need to do Shreifa has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Tashbisu. We learn out of Nisar, you all know that there's certain types of Yisur Hanar, for example, Klai Akarim. The din of Klai Akarim is that it has to be burnt. That's not a din of Tashbisu, it's a din in the Yisur Hanar. The din in the Chepse is that it has to be burnt. It's Halach in the Chepse that the way this Yisurei Hanah has to be dealt with B'chol HaTeru Kula, it's Chayiv Shreifa. Says the Michal Shchelik that there Yehuda said Ein B'Rachamitz El Shreifa has nothing to do with the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. The Mitzvah of Tashbisu is a passive din, and mitzad the passivity and the Sheval Taisi of the Shiva, I couldn't care how you did it. Like I said, the Moshul of the Michal Shchelik himself, what happens if the guy doesn't have Chametz B'chol, he doesn't have to go to the Makol to buy himself Chametz. Just as a new halacha, is halacha in the chepts of chametz that it has to be burnt, like many other isurei hanah. Noisa, for example, is not isurei hanah. It has to be burnt. It's a din in the chepts. Has no shaykes b'chal to mitzvah tashbisu. There's a din that this thing has to be burnt. It shouldn't be around b'chal, like many other isurei hanah that we have. Mimele, he says, it's not fair. Tashbisu is not a proactive din. Tashbisu is a passive din, kimedubber, and therefore all the Torah said was that make sure it is mushbas by 12 o'clock. You do the bittul beforehand. And Shalom Yisrael, and that's the end of the story. V'chayena, v'chayena, v'chayena. By the way, I don't understand what the Michal Shchelik is saying, b'chal, because Rabbi Akiva says that Tashbisu is Havara. Rabbi Akiva on Daf Hey says Tashbisu is Havara. I don't know what the Michal Shchelik is saying. Rabbi Akiva says Tashbisu is Havara. Rabbi Akiva says Tashbisu is Havara. So what are you going to do over there? How could it be Havara? I don't know what the Michal Shchelik is answering. But the Michal Shchelik says a big Yisoid, that the din of Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Ein bir chametz el shreifa, was b'chal not a din of Tashbisu. By the way, the Velt wants to tie up that that's the reason why Tosis over here didn't bring a raya from Rabbi Akiva. When Tosis asked kasha number one of Ein bir chametz el shreifa, and he brought a raya from Rabbi Akiva. The Velt wants to tie up that why didn't Tosis bring a raya from Ein bir chametz el shreifa? Tosis first kasha was, how can you say Tashbisu was brittle, Tashbisu was shreifa? It means a raya from Rabbi Akiva. If you bring a Mishnah, that's chafal. Rabbi Yehuda, Ein bir chametz el shreifa. So the Veld wants the Tanya, Levidus Minchas Chanuch, and the Sivis also says this, that the din of Rabbi Yehuda is the name of the Chama Tzaseva. It's a din that we learn out of Naisa. Where did he ask the Kasha from? For Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was talking about Tashbisu. And Rabbi Akiva said Tashbisu means Havara. But that's me a good Kasha. And how does Rabbi Akiva know that, that Tashbisu is Havara? Not clear. There's a lot of unknowns floating around in this whole massive Shtikul Torah. But the Minchas Chinuch builds an entire tower, a skyscraper on this Rashi. Rashi, Tosfos the Kasha said, Hakitavi Tashbisu means Bittul, because the Torah is saying do Bittul at 12 o'clock. That depends in the famous Hakira, where the mitzvah Tashbisu is Kum Vaseh or Chev Al Taisa. It's Kum Vaseh, it's a Kasha. But it's Chev Al Taisa, the Torah never said do something because there's no doing. The Torah said make sure it's gotten rid of at 12 o'clock. And therefore you didn't do the Bittul at 12 o'clock because the Torah didn't say to do anything Bechal. How could it be a halacha? That's a Zaytik Adin. Now, stop for a second. Bring me a raya against the Minchas Chinuch's pshat on the spot. That he says, what do you say?
How does
the Gemara explain? Oh, very good, Pressburger. Yeah? In fact, yeah, Pressburger, we said a Gemara yesterday that doesn't stem with this raya of the Minchas Chinuch. Why? Minchas Chinuch time is that of you to say, Ember Chomes El Sreifa, is a noise of the Kadin, it's a din of the Chefza. It's a din how you have to fear us, like we said, the Etzim din of the Chomes. When we said Tashbisu, there's no halachas because Tashbisu is a passive din. Yesterday we had a Mephorsha Gemara, not like that. The Muslim of Chazayin on the base, that according to Yehuda holds Ember Chomes El Sreifa, if you learn it out of a Kal V'chomer, it's going to come out of Kula. What's Kula? What's the Kula? Your Yeshiva bottle. So he asked the Kasha, Yeshiva bottle. Why is that guy called the Yeshiva bottle? You won't find eights in his Yeshiva bottle. I don't know anything of Kasha. Why is the guy Yeshiva bottle, by the way? Let him get rid of the Chometz. Let him go be Mekayim Tashbisu. As if Rabbi Yehuda meant to say that that's the only way of being Mekayim Tashbisu, it's meant to say it's a Kula. Lamaisa, I'm going to be Yeshiva bottle. I'm not going to be Mekayim Tashbisu, right? I'm Yeshiva bottle. But if he meant to say an additional din that the chametz needs to be burnt midin nicer, but mitzat tashbisu, you can do it anyway. So what's the Gemara saying? It's a kula. I'm going to be. I can't find eights. I'm going to be yeshiv bottom. I'm going to sit in total my thumbs. What do you mean? You have mitzat tashbisu. Go get rid of the chametz. Get rid of it. Elamai teraya that about the nicer is a. We learn out from nicer a taicha what tashbisu is. And what the Gemara is saying is if that's the way you're going to do tashbisu and you can't find eights, you're going to be yeshiv bottom. You'll sit in total your thumbs. That's a very stark raya. Gets a minchas chinuch pshat. Rabbi Yehuda didn't mean a din of Tashbisu, he meant a din of Nisa. Why is the guy Yeshiva Bottle? He has to go and do Tashbisu. He has a Zaytik Adin, he can't do it. That's not called a Kula. If he can't do it, he can't do it. Now go ahead and do Tashbisu. Why is the guy Yeshiva Bottle? But if I learned that it's a Taichin how to do Tashbisu, so if you can't find Eitzim, you're going to sit in a bottle, you're not going to do Tashbisu.
Is there an
Esser
to
get
rid of Nisa?
One second. The controversy broke out. So hey, that's what the Michas Chinuch answered Tosfos Kasha Rashi with a bombastic Shtikul Torah. The controversy began with the Ramban. The Ramban also said a Teretz. I used to see today. The Ramban says a two-line answer, which opened up a whole controversy. The Ramban over here in Divya Maska Arena Hatzafasin, which I used to see today. Ramban says like this, listen carefully. Umas Jehikshu Rabbi Sein Ratzofasim, listen carefully. What I'm saying now is the psicha to the next piece of Gemara, please register this. Umas Jehikshu Rabbi Sein Ratzofasim, Midedashinan Acholik Bitashbisu, Taisis Rabbein Ratzofasim, asked, how can you go tell me that Tashbisu means Bittul? It says Acholik, which is Chatzais. Eina Kusha. Listen to every word here. Tehi amrit nami tevaru taviru. Let's say what is a taviru. Let's say what is a tashbisu. Taviru is a tevaru. Hech tziva levara hachatzois. Listen to this, nice. Let's say I learned that tashbisu doesn't mean bittul. What does tashbisu mean? Get rid of it. Burn it. So what's the Torah going to say? Burn it at 12 o'clock. Frek Ramban, you can't burn it at 12 o'clock. Well, the b'shas b'yura kvar v'lov. You're over already. Atom bomb. This Ramban is going to accompany us the next few weeks. Ramban says, what are you asking on Rashi? You, Rashi, say, I suppose it means Bittul. What do you do? The pasuk of Ach b'yom rishon tashbisu. Ach means at 12 o'clock, half the day. You can't do bittul at 12 o'clock. Says the Ramban of Sinek Kokash, you can't do bittul at 12 o'clock. You can't do anything at 12 o'clock. Let's say it doesn't mean bittul. Let's say Rashi's wrong. Tashbisu means eradicated. You can't eradicate it at 12 o'clock because at 12:00 you're over already. Here's the big mystery. Over on what, by the way? He meant by Yiro? By Yiro, it says Shivas Yomu. He meant by Yiro? We'll see. What do you mean over all of? He says, Rabat the Sinner Kokash, he says, it can't be that the Torah meant do it at 12. Yes, me Akash, if Tashbisu means Bittul, so the Kash is, how can you do it at 12? In fact, Rabat, and if it doesn't mean Bittul, how are you going to read the Pasuk? If it doesn't mean Bittul, everything's good. Do it at 12, do what at 12? Burn it at 12, you're over already at 12:00 while you're burning it. You're being over. Over what, by the way? Over Tashbisu, I'm doing Tashbisu. It says in the Torah, do it, what is the Shia? Do it at 12 o'clock, I burned it at 12 o'clock, 00. At the crack of 12 o'clock, I burned it. Was there a Rabat one, by the way? We'll see. We will see. But the Rabban says, anyway, the pasuk can't mean do it at 12. Hold on. Because you can't do it at 12. Big mystery. Why not? Why can't I do it at 12? I'll do what the Torah says. Burn it at 12. The other one's saying, no, you're over. Over on what, by the way? That at 12 o'clock you had chometz. What do you mean? Where did the Torah say you can't have chometz at 12 o'clock? At 12 o'clock I burned it. This is a big raid. A whole next week. A whole week. Hold on. So he says, anyway, there's a problem. How could you do it at 12? Forget about Bittul. Halei b'shov b'yur k'ra avalav. Ella, what the Torah meant was, she'ei mevur oi mevotol b'chatzos k'ra, means get rid of it, make sure it's gotten rid of by chatzos. So the Torah didn't mean to say, do it at chatzos. The Torah meant to say, make sure it's gemushbis at 12. Make sure it's gotten rid of by 12. Hold on one second. So there's no kasha. Tashbisu could be Bittul. And Tashbisu at 12 doesn't mean do it at 12. It means make sure it's gotten rid of by 12. Now, a lot of people had a huge Yetzer to learn that the Rabban meant the Michas Kanach. This is where it starts. By making faces, I'm going. I said a lot of people. The whole Welt. The Welt learned that the Rabban meant to say, like the Michas Kanach. He meant to say, the mitzvah anyway is not doing, because you can't do it at 12 o'clock. The whole mitzvah is passive. The mitzvah is, you're Makai the mitzvah. One second. Yeah. You're Makai the mitzvah by not having. That's what the Rabban answered. What? Yes, you tell me, Akasha, that what the mitzvah is to do at 12. You anyway can't do at 12, even if it's not bittul. The mitzvah is not to have. So the Torah is saying, make sure by 12 o'clock you don't have it. The Torah didn't say do anything at 12 o'clock because the mitzvah is not doing. Comes from Rabbi Zalman on the bottom. Rabbi Zalman wrote a lot of Hagoyas on the Rabban. It's very interesting. I'll tell you a little bit of politics. Rabbi Zalman learned the Rabban like the Menachos Chanuch, that the Rabban meant to say that the entire mitzvah is passive. So the Torah couldn't be told you to do it at 12, because anyway it can't be doing it at 12, not bittul and not other things. Bittul you can't do at 12 because it's not yours. The other ones you can't do at 12 because simultaneously when you burn it at 12, you're already over. That's the big mystery. What are you over? I did what I need to do. We'll leave it. So the Rabbi Zalman understood that the teretz of the Rabban was like the Michas Chinuch. There's no mitzvah of doing. The mitzvah is get it done. So besides all the kashas that we asked on Michas Chinuch, Rabbi Zalman asks another kash. He says it can't be that shot. He says a moir de kasha. Doesn't know what his kasha is. He says it in five words in the Hagar Gimel over here. He says Rabbi Zalman, it can't be the Michas Chinuch's shot is right. He says, look, in the whole next plot coming up, there's a whole debate. What does Ach B'Yom Rishon Tashbisu mean? The normative shot of B'Yom Rishon means Yontif. First day of Yontif. Rabbi Akiva says it can't be the first day of Yontif. Why? Because Tashbisu means Havara, burning it. So what are you going to do? You're going to burn it on Yontif? Ach B'Yom Rishon Tashbisu, burn it on Yontif? Havara is Avalachim. Sveif is Avalachim. Elamai Yom Rishon means Erev Yontif. A whole switch from shot. The normal shot of the Rishon is Yontif. It can't be on Yom Tov. The Torah says, do Tashbisu on Yom Tov. Tashbisu means Havara. So you can't burn it. In fact, Mr. Zalman, Akasha that buries the Michas Chinuch shot. If Tashbisu is not a proactive mitzvah, but Tashbisu is passive, so what did the Torah say? The Torah didn't say, do something on Yom Rishon. The word Tashbisu means, Sheval Tasi, Ach B'Yom Rishon, on the first day of Yom Tov, Tashbisu, make sure you don't have chametz. Somebody said you burnt it on Yom Tov. You don't do it. The mitzvah is no doing. So we asked another kasha beforehand. How could the bechal be a mitzvah sreifa? That's another kasha. But that's not what Rabbi Solomon is saying. Rabbi is saying, I don't understand. Rabbi Akiva brings a raya that Yom HaRishon can't be Yontiv, because the Torah says, do Tashbisu on Yontiv, and Tashbisu means burning, and you can't burn on Yontiv because it's Av Malacha. What do you mean? That's only true if the Torah said, do something. So the Torah said, do it on Yontiv. It can't be Yontiv, it has to be Erev Yontiv. But if the Torah never said, do anything, so how do you read the Pasuk? Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbisu. On the first day of Yom Tov, Tashbisu, make sure you don't have chametz, because the way you kind of the mitzvah is passive. By Sheval Taisei, says, where did the Torah say you're burning on Yom Tov? The Torah Kadesha says, make sure that by the first day of Yom Tov, you don't have chametz. That's what the mitzvah teaches you. It's as if it said in the Torah, make sure you don't have chametz. I don't have chametz by the first day. Somebody said I burned the chametz on the first day. Elamai is avad. It's another riot. It's another nail in the coffin of this Pinchas Chenos Chat, by the way. Now the Elamai is a riot that the mitzvah is a proactive mitzvah. The mitzvah is not a passive mitzvah. Sheval Taisei nisht hopin chametz. The mitzvah is to go about and get rid of the chametz. So said Rabbi Akiva, go about and get rid of the chametz. Be about to be the chametz al sreif. I can't do sreif on Yom Tov. So what did Rabbi mean then? Says the Mr. Zalman of Shat, which is a game changer for the whole sugya coming up. Says the Mr. Zalman, the Rabbi meant something else. The Ein Kavanosoi, says Mr. Zalman, the Ein Kavanosoi de Tashbisu Sheyehei Mushbis. The Rabban didn't mean to say that Tashbisu means Sheval Taisei, that it should be Mushbis. Chas v'shalom. El da ach cholaku da at chatzeis kvar yekayim Tashbisu v'yeh kvar Mushbis b'chatzeis. What a complicated pshat. He says like this. The Rabban didn't mean to change the nature of the mitzvah. Avada the mitzvah is yekayim. The mitzvah is to do. What Rabbi meant to say was something else completely. He didn't mean the Mechitz Chinuch at all. He didn't mean Sheval Taisei. Avada the Rabban agrees that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is to do. What Rabbi meant to say was something else, but it says, Achalak, we split the day. What he meant to say is that you don't read the Pasuk of at 12 o'clock, do Tashbisu. What the Pasuk meant to say was, make sure you do Tashbisu by 12 o'clock. That's what he meant to say. He did it, all Rabban answered was on Rashi was, that who told you to read the Pasuk of Achalak means that at 12 o'clock you do the Tashbisu. The Pasuk meant to say that by 12 o'clock, make sure it's Mushbis already by Chatzais because you did a proactive did, but do it a minute before 12. Who told you that Bechatzais means, it's a different word. It's not a word of changing what is the mitzvah to say. The mitzvah to say is Avada Kum Vasei. The mitzvah to say is Avada Kiyum. Avada, you go do it. Just how do you read the Pasuk? Does the Pasuk mean at 12 o'clock do Tashbisu? Or at 12 o'clock, make sure Tashbisu was done already. But Avada the mitzvah is a kum vaseh. The mitzvah is not a passive mitzvah where there's no doing. Rabbi Akiva says there's a mitzvah to do. I'll ask me, so why did Rabbi Akiva say the same thing? Why did he say that Achbi Yom Rishon means what? So it's very simple. Because the Torah says you do the mitzvah on Yom Rishon. If Yom Rishon means Yomtiv, it's not negotiable. Because the Torah says you do Tashbisu on Yom HaRishon. When are you supposed to do it? You do it Erev Yontif? That's not Yom HaRishon. But if I learn that it's going on Erev Yontif, so then, and I split the day, so when am I doing the Tashbisu? By Yom HaRishon. I'm doing it when on Erev Yontif? Just what does the Ach say? The Ach says, make sure you do it before 12. That's what it means. Watch what I'm saying. If I hold that Yom HaRishon means Yontif, so what does the Torah say? Do it on Yontif? I can't do it on Yontif. Sreifa. The war game's over. But if it means Erev Yontif, so the Torah said, on Erev Yontif, do Tashbisu. Just make sure that your doing is done before 12 o'clock. That's all. He only changed one thing. Don't do it at 12, do it by 12. But it's doing Tashbisu, be Yom HaRishon. Be Yom HaRishon means Erev Yontif. And the Torah says, do it by 12. If, you'll ask, what about Rabbi Akiva? No. Rabbi Akiva said that Yom HaRishon means Yontif. If it's Yontif, I can't do Tashbisu on Yontif. So the whole game's over. That's all true if it's a kum vaseh of doing it. So I can't do it on Yontif. I can do it on Erev Yontif before 12 o'clock. But if I learn that Tashbisus are a Sheval Taisei, so the Torah never said do anything on Yontif. The Torah said by Yontif, make sure you don't have. So I don't have it. Well, where's the kasha of Ebi Chometz al Sefer? This Rabban is a landmark. The Rabban said that when the Torah said do Tashbisu at 12, it didn't mean it at 12, it meant do it before 12. Because if you're going to do it at 12, you're going to be over. Shocking Ramban. And we're going to see in the coming days that this yesoid of could I do at 12 o'clock? Or do I have to do it before 12 o'clock to make sure that at 12 o'clock it was already done? is one of the central machlokes in the sectors we're going to see. So Rabban says that was the Torah. So Rabban says Rashi didn't say the kasha. It says in the Torah do tashbisu at 12. The Torah said make sure it's done before 12. Not the pshat of the mechas chinuch that there's b'chal no mitzvah of doing. That's not the pshat. The pshat is this mitzvah of doing. We're doing a minute to 12. That's what Ach means, and that's what Mr. Zalman says that Rabban didn't mean the Torah of the mechas chinuch. Okay. What do we have now? So we have this interesting pshat of Rashi, which is a source of controversy. We're going to see quickly tomorrow the teretz of Tosfos. Tosfos has the pshat. We're going to spend the rest of the week now learning the Ran. There's about five pshatim in the Achrayim how to learn the Ran. The Ran itself has three parts to it. We're going back to the Ran on that base, I meant. And I'm asking you please to follow carefully the Ma'amar Kremis tomorrow to chart out how to approach the Ran. The Lamedus Da'ilam will say about himself, such David Love, which I don't give in the Ma'amar Kremis, but the map of the Ran of how to go to, you'll see carefully in the Ma'amar Kremis tomorrow. Pay attention to it. And tonight we have the regular Chag Vayomer element. What are you doing for Chag Vayomer? Are you sure with us? You going to Hamanuch? What? Probably. You also going to Hamanuch? I don't even know what that is. You're such a good fan. Rambam doesn't have anything about Chag Vayomer. Sanders has Chag Vayomer. Sanders has Rambam, not Chag Vayomer. Either way, is anybody going to come tonight for the Shmooz and Shabbos? Is okay coming? Reskin. What? Okay. You have tinus on me from this. You want to exchange tinus? In public? Anyway, you pay full tuition? What? I only say that about people who pay full tuition. Either way, there'll be a vat on Shabbos tonight. Are you simple for you coming? You're not going to your mileage? By the way, my mouth starts if the night seder, so there's no reason not to come to night seder, yeah? Right, Herschel? You know where my mouth is? It's of course.